Proverbs chapter 20. Read a verse with me, please. 20:6. Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? And it's this verse that I want to talk to you about for a little while. I read the proverb every day near. And so the Lord brings these things before me, and somehow this has been before me of late, and again now. A faithful man, who can find? We are living in a most unfaithful time right now. All you have to do is look around and you'll agree with me. Faithfulness is rampant across the country, in North America and other parts of this world as well. But a faithful man, who can find? All you have to do is you look at the political world, men and women that have been elected to that office are unfaithful. They're unfaithful to the taxpayers, they're unfaithful to the people that elected them there. And we all know that. And we keep bringing that down to the workforce. And they're unfaithful there too. More so now than they used to be. That's why that they have to have so many warranties and double warranties now and so on, because they can't trust their workmen like they used to. We can go on and on. A faithful man, who can find? God has looked down through the ages, but he finds them. And we want to show you that, but we keep on. Come into your homes. Think of the unfaithfulness that's in the home. Never used to be what it is today. There's unfaithfulness rampant in the country in which we live, in the United States as well, until children hardly know who their parents are. Such unfaithfulness. Look at the school system today. Unfaithfulness there too. My daughter's a teacher. I hear great stories about that, because she comes home at times with migraine, headache, and so on, because of the unfaithfulness that's gone on there. I could tell you a lot about it, but I won't. That'll be for her to do, if you talk with her sometime. But a faithful man, God says, a faithful man, who can find? And God spoke of one man, and he said, I know him, he will order his house aright. God does have faithful men, but the homes that are broken up because of unfaithfulness is something terrible all over the land. And I hope as young believers that you'll be faithful to your husband and you'll be faithful to your wife. The vow that you took before your Maker, that you'll hold to that vow and be faithful before your God and your Maker. For that is another unfaithful thing all over. I'm glad to be able to tell you this. My wife is in heaven. Before she left for home in heaven, her mind was clear. And she told me this, I want you to know this, that I've been faithful to you. Well, I said, I never expected anything else. I was away at times as a young man and a young preacher, sometimes 6 months at a time. But I never expected anything else. I had full confidence and trust. And for 47 years and a half, she was a faithful preacher's wife.
Amen. Amen.
A faithful man who can find, and he means a woman as well. God has faithful men and women. And so, I hope this afternoon that we lay this to heart. God is looking for faithful men and women, faithful to their Maker. Then come on down, faithful in their home, children, faithful to their parents. What kind of a day are we living in when parents are telling their not the parents, but the children telling the parents how to behave. Well, I won't say any more about that. I'll show you one in the Bible. Look with me now in Nehemiah. If I read all the cases of the faithful men in the scriptures, I don't know when I'd get down till the brother rang the bell. Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. Now we'll look at chapter 7 in the book of Nehemiah. Verse 1. Now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah the rule over the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. This was a faithful man to rule. Now in the day in which we live, a faithful man who can find? God had a faithful man then. He feared God above many. His work, of course, was to rule. And that is so now. A ruler in the assembly or in any other place, they have to be faithful if they're going to rule. And so this man was appointed to that work because he was a faithful man. We know that from Acts chapter 6, it doesn't say faithful there, but they had to be men full of the Holy Ghost and of wisdom. They were faithful, and God appointed them to a special work. God is looking for four faithful men. A faithful man who can find. I don't know how it was. I read, as I said, the Proverbs every day nearly for many years. And once in a while, some portion like that will grapple hold of my mind, and I can't erase it. And it'll keep coming up before me. A faithful man. And then I begin to think, am I a faithful man? Where are the faithful men? And as we heard this morning, the standard has been let down so because of unfaithfulness. Unfaithful to God and His Word. Unfaithful to the principles of Scripture. And so on, right along down the line, unfaithfulness. Here was a man that was faithful because he feared God above many. Look at the 13th chapter. Now I'm not going to read all the names, I'm just going to break right in the middle of the verse and read God's comment about these men. For they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Oh, I didn't give you the verse. 13 and 13. I'm not a mathematician, but I can generally remember couples like that. 13 and 13. Now these men, it's in another setting. God had faithful men again. A faithful man who can find, God can find them. We may not find them. Often we've heard it said, well, there's a good brother, he's a faithful brother. But do you know, we've been disappointed in that man. Because we found out he wasn't as faithful as we thought he was. But God finds these faithful men. He knows where they are. A faithful man who can find, well, here's another. Well, not another. There's more than one in this case. And you notice what their work was? They were faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Now we can bring that down to the day in which we live. We have faithful brethren. And again, thank God for them. And they have quite a responsibility. And that is in the distribution of God's money. they're faithful in doing what they do. And woe betide them if they're not. And some of them, of course, are not. If they're trying to build up something that God has never ordained, then they're not faithful. If they're trying to help out something that others are trying to break down, then they're not faithful. If they're encouraging something that is wrong, then they're not faithful. But these were faithful men, and that was their office, and that was their work. God has such men today, and thank God for every one that is faithful. I won't say any more about that. I think that's enough to let you all know what I'm talking about. All the wise men know what I'm talking about here, but we are trying to reach younger believers as well. A faithful man, who can find? God can find them. And you could be a faithful man. You could be a faithful woman. Or you say, well, I couldn't enter into that. All right, we'll stop a while. You could be faithful to your Maker. You could be faithful to your Savior. You're not saved. If you were only saved a week, you could still be faithful. At Easter time, I was back to where I first got saved, in the state of Connecticut, where I first was gathered out unto the Lord, and where I first preached. And I was able to tell them then what we did those years ago. Everybody became a preacher as quick as they got saved. Someone said to me, how long have they been preaching? Well, I told them I was preaching before I was saved. And so I was. Did you have any result? Yes, I did. Did they get gathered up? Yes, they did. Think of that. And I wasn't saved myself. Why? I didn't want them to go to hell with me. And you can be faithful to your neighbor, to your friend, to your relative. All of them, you can be faithful, a faithful man who can find. If God has entrusted you with anything, then be faithful to your Maker, and be faithful to your Lord, and be faithful to your Savior. So I was able to tell them then, in Manchester, they didn't wait for special meetings and say, well, we'll have to have a series of meetings and set it aside and invite so-and-so to come along. Why, when somebody did come along, the ground was all worked up. And they were sold, ready to be saved. Why? Because of faithful men and women that hadn't been saved very long, and they'd been preaching to the ones they worked with. I suppose you know that that's the insurance center of the world, nearly, is Hartford, Connecticut. All white-collar workers there, but they were faithful. And so when the series did come along, here were these persons ready for salvation. Why? Faithful men back there. I know it got into magazines they had then as they have now. So-and-so came along, big meetings and so on. Luckily they got some credit. But the credit will go, God knows where to put the credit. It'll go down in his magazine, all right. And that can't be erased. A faithful man who can find, and I hope we'll leave the conference with that burning in our souls too. Am I a faithful man before God? Am I faithful to the truth that he's given me? Am I faithful to my Lord that called me out and separated me under the Lord Jesus Christ away from sects and systems and bands of man's originations? Am I faithful to him? We can ask ourselves that question. Am I a faithful man? A faithful man who can find? Has he found you? Well, he saved me, you'll say. Are you faithful then? That's one thing that grappled with my soul after I was saved. I told you I preached before. Then after I did get saved, I thought, well, I saw some saved before I was a Christian myself. Now I want to really see somebody saved. I don't want to go to heaven without seeing one after I am saved. And if you get that in your soul, you'll be a soul winner. You won't have to stand behind a desk like this. This takes in men and women that are saved. A faithful man. Who can find? Well, these men, they were faithful. Now we'll turn to the New Testament and see that, as I said, we won't read all of them. There's so many on from there to right through. But 1 Corinthians, chapter 4. Well, we read one. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And so on, without reading a whole lot more. This is a requirement. That a man be found faithful, a steward. Now you know, and I've talked to personnel managers and so on, some of their requirements that they go by, and here's a whole lot of people with their applications for jobs and work and so on, but they've got a list of requirements. And they ask them all kinds of questions and so on, but they're looking to see, can they come up to these requirements that this company demands, or the government demands, and so on? And no matter what their background is, if they can't come up to these requirements, then, sorry, no vacancy. And they go to somebody else. Well, what about God? Do you think he's any less careful with whom he chooses for his work? Not at all. It's a requirement that a man become faithful. And so it's a requirement of God here. It is required of stewards that a man become faithful. As the Lord goes, you say, well, that's not quite in the context. Forget about the context. If I'm boring, it's all right. It's backing up what I'm thinking about this afternoon, and you can see that. It is a requirement. You can't live like the world and then be faithful to the Lord if you're going to try to win souls. You've got to be faithful to the Lord, first of all. That's a requirement. The unsaved expect something different from you than before. And that will spoil your testimony. A man told me just about a week or so ago, after he was saved, he's not a gathered out man either. On the way home from work, one of the workmen said, my, it's hot now, let's stop and have a beer. Well, he said, he tempted me so on that I went in and just had a little. But he said, the next day, that man could hardly wait to get back to the work to tell all the workmen. That man went in with me and drank a glass of beer last night. He wasn't faithful to his God. He wasn't faithful to his testimony. He wasn't faithful to that unsaved man, and he lost because he wasn't faithful. I see you're getting the point, aren't you? It's required of stewards that a man be unfaithful. And so even in that, we must be faithful. We're expected to be different, and we are different. And just as our brother spoke this morning about our wearing apparel. I don't believe that we should look like the world to win some of the world. I was a dance promoter before I was saved. Well, I never went dancing after that. I was like Mr. Patrizio one time said. He was an Italian preacher and had preached to the Italians. And of course, they asked him that question. They said, well, can you still dance? Oh, he said, I dance more now than I did before. Oh, why, they were surprised. They said, well, how is that? Well, he said, before I danced with my feet, and now I dance with my heart. He was a faithful man to win souls for Christ. And if you're going to be faithful, it's required of stewards to be faithful. And so you'll have to be faithful in all of those things. It's simply wonderful how this devil will try to trip a person up. Well, I don't like to have to bring myself into this, but I'll tell you this. I preached to a man in Connecticut. I guess I was saved by this time. And he was a French man. Of course, I was born in Quebec myself and went to school there. So we had a little something in common. And that made a little friendship. And I preached away to him. Well, at that time, they were having the Atlantic Beauty Contest. And they promenaded around there to win the beauty contest. They promenaded around, of course, to get the world beauty queen. Well, I went into a drugstore to get something, and on the front page of the paper was the winner of the contest, this beautiful queen, world winner. And I stopped to look at that while I was waiting for the prescription to be filled, and something said in my ear, I didn't think you'd be looking at that. I looked around and it's the man I'd been preaching to. And right away I thought, I'm losing him. I'm losing him. Just over a look. It's required in spirit that a man be found faithful, and a faithful man, God says, who can find him? Ah, but God has found him. And as we read in some, yes, he finds them and he will find them and thank God. Now we could keep on reading more and more, but you know that Timothy, he was a faithful man without reading it. Or should I? Yes, I think I will. I'm right in Corinthians anyway. And so, here we are, right in the same chapter. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Timothy was a younger man. He was a younger servant of the Lord at that time. But Paul, the apostle, had every confidence in him. And notice what he said, he's faithful in the Lord. That's a wonderful thing to be able to have that put in the Bible of Timothy, that he was faithful in the Lord. A faithful man, well, it's a faithful man in some things, but this man was a faithful man in the Lord. And Paul appreciated that so much, but who appreciated it more? The Lord himself would appreciate that more. As he looked down upon that man Timothy, the man in the Bible and the only one that's called the man of God, right? He's the only one that has that title. Men are looking for, not just looking, they're going in for getting titles. All kinds of them. Well, you can have them, you can get them. And if God gives them to you, nobody can take them away. And if God gives them to you, they last not just for time, but for eternity. Any title that you will get from the university, you can keep on getting more and more. I've talked to men that had six, and I've preached to some that had that many too. I preached with some that had six letters to his name. But as he said, it doesn't help me any when I go to a door and rap on it with a track. And that's right. But if you could get this title, a faithful man in the Lord, that would be something. And if you can get that title, a man of God, that would be something. That went on and on and on through the Bible. A faithful man who can find, God has found him. God finds him. And I said this, you look it up in a concordance sometime, and you'll be surprised how many faithful men there are. Thank God, he always has them in every dispensation, and he will, until this one closes. And My thought is, can't we go in for it too? Wouldn't we like to go in for this as well and have that said to us? Well, what about some more? You want to? Well, I think I will read another one in Galatians. Chapter 3. Mel hasn't run yet. Wind is blowing, I can't find it. Galatians chapter 3. And we're going to see one right here. Verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Going we back to that great man, the father of us all, according to Romans 4, God speaks of him here, blessed with faithful Abraham. Now God loves to be trusted, and that man was faithful in all his ways, and he's called the friend of God because of his faithfulness. Faithfulness to God and faithfulness right along the line. A faithful man who can find. And there are many others right along down the line. So many different ones. Why? I can hardly begin to read of them. Salvanus was a faithful man, Paul. Did Paul say it? No, Peter said it, I think. Yes, Peter said it in chapter 5. A faithful man as I suppose. Now I'm glad it's recorded that way. A faithful man as I suppose, because sometimes we suppose that they are. And it turns out, like I said before, that maybe they're not. And some of these men that I recorded, they weren't always faithful. Peter wasn't always faithful. Paul had to rebuke him and withstand him to the face. He wasn't faithful at one time. No wonder he could write this. Now about Salvanus, as I suppose, because he wasn't faithful himself once. And Paul had to rebuke him for that, if you can call it a rebuke. Quite a thing. But a faithful man who can find. God is looking down this afternoon for a faithful man or woman. And we've been praying as we leave the conference, we'll be different. Well, I don't know if I will be any different. I told them years ago in Montreal, and I don't know, some of you were there, I guess, you were, that I think that older Christians are very hard to reach. They're like the army men of old that had a cold mail on, and you can't get through. But there's a lot of hope for younger ones. And so I tried to reach them then, and I've tried to reach them ever since. However, I'm in a different category now, and I don't know where I really belong. However, some of you say you belong in your seat. All right, if you say that, I'll get down. But I could go on and on, but I won't. I'll have a drink of water, and I think it would be nice if we would sing a verse of a hymn.